Give them credit. You know, again, I don't know that we played our best game. I've not looked at the tape, had a chance to go through all the stats and those types of things. But, you know, when you're minus three in a turnover margin against a great football team like the Seattle Seahawks, this is sometimes what you get.
That's why we let that come out. I feel like it's kind of a lounge setting, and I have a feeling a lot of people were at lounges after the Super Bowl. Perhaps they were there halfway through the Super Bowl. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Like many of you, I am once again fighting off a terrible cold. I don't know what it is, and I think after coming back from Grenada and learning more about viruses and catching viruses, including influenza, it's crazy how quickly something like that spreads. So for goodness sake, if you cough, cover your mouth. 43-8. People were not covering their mouths at MetLife Stadium. The 12th man was there for Seattle. It felt like the crowd was very pro-Seattle, although that might just be my interpretation of it. You did see orange sweat, you know, sweatshirts and whatnot, but it really had the feel of Seattle. So I think there were more people pulling for Seattle there. Or the ones who were now can't talk because they were screaming their lungs out. It was not a contest from the very beginning. So anybody who was into sports and into the NFL and into the Super Bowl did not see a great football game unless you are an unabashed Seattle Seahawks fan. Then you love the Super Bowl because of the dominance of the defense. It's interesting. The one thing many of you, I think, can certainly process whether you like the game or not is you have the best of one thing, the best of the other, and they're complete opposites, the offense versus the defense. And the offense just got raked and baked. And the defense, which was Seattle, was on fire. They were physical. They were just too good for Denver, who looked like a peewee team. And they were quick. They got off to the lead first, and Denver never could even possess the ball for very long, coughed up a couple of turnovers. And by the time you got to the halfway point of this, for the halftime show, it was 22-0. Percy Harvin, an 87-yard kickoff run back to open the second half. I mean, it was nothing but rough for anybody who was pulling for the Broncos or Peyton Manning and not Seattle. The legion of boom and doom, basically, was there. I mean, that secondary, unbelievable what Seattle did to Denver. Crazy. Now, you may have watched for the commercials, and the commercials now have become the spectacle of the Super Bowl, one of them anyway. I did watch, and I'm going to say a couple of them that I liked. The T-Mobile ad of the contractor will take your contract with Tim Tebow, who doesn't have a contract and still looking for a contract, was pretty clever. The concept was pretty clever, even if some of you think the execution wasn't. And then Audi did one where this couple, when they're trying to decide what to do, whether to get a Doberman or a Chihuahua, the woman suggests that they combine them so that you get a very strange giant head and a teeny tiny body and a very kind of strange commercial as well. But there were some funny moments in the commercial, like the Sarah McLachlan moment where, you know, she's always How many times have I seen that commercial about pets and dogs and cats? And it's very sad. She talks about them being euthanized. So to have her in the commercial and the dog smack his head on the guitar and then she reacts again at the end, I think was just a stroke of brilliance, whoever came up with that. So there was like comedy moments in the overall moment. And I think it's easy. It wasn't impossible to remember what the ad was for. But you could say, as was pointed out to us by a caller, Ray, in a previous hour, you could say that are the ads doing their jobs if you're not remembering, even hours later, what commercial you liked or what commercial stood out without looking things up? And what you think is the number one thing that people would say about the commercial. Would they remember who it was tied to, what beer company, whether it was a Pepsi commercial or a Coke commercial? What was memorable about the spot? Do you remember what they were hawking? Because what they want is brand recognition and brand loyalty and people to pursue them in whatever form, whether they're doing something where they can speak to the company or do any of that kind of thing or act as a consultant, who knows? But you get my drift. So in the end, the commercials, some of them really missed their mark, and I think a couple of them hit their mark. There was nothing outrageous in the commercials. They played it safe, so nobody was crazy with their spots. Nobody had people talking about what the spot was about and trying to figure it out afterwards. I don't think so anyway. I would love to see the overall comments from the end of the Super Bowl, truly what people were thinking after it was a complete blowout. And it wasn't freezing cold, so people that bought tickets did stay. And on the way to the Super Bowl, a funny thing happened. It's not very funny, actually, if you were in the middle of it. But the Mass Transit Super Bowl lived up to the name as is being reported. Why? Because you had 27,000 riders that were transported to the stadium through the New Jersey Transit train. And that turnout was felt at Secaucus. Some people collapsed while waiting in long lines. Emergency workers had to push their way through the crowd to get the people to treat. So it's kind of like a standstill for a while at the airport. Oh, it's too bad. Too bad. If they got there late, though, they might count their blessings if they were for the orange side. So a little bit of a delay through Secaucus, but it seems like most people enjoyed the warm temperatures. All right, we're mixing in some politics next. The Prez talks to O'Reilly. What was that all about? And a few other things, too. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
When somebody is attacking our compound,
yeah.
That's an act of terror, which is how I characterized it the day after it happened. So the question ends up being, who in fact was attacking us?
How about that? Among the things that the press had to say to O'Reilly, another one of those couched 10-minute things that happened before the Super Bowl. Hey, hey, Kate Delaney back from Granada, and of course, Grenada, and of course we'll have more on that trip. Throughout the week, I interviewed some South Sudanese students who are going to medical school there now. They talk about the violence, they talk about family members being killed, and how significant it is for them to become doctors. And you will just find these, I think, people really wonderful with great stories to tell, scary stories. You think in this day and age, somebody being a true, what we would call slave and being blinded and some other horrific things, it's hard to make that leap, actually, I found, and it's happening right here in today's world. It's like a different world. So now another chance for these students to have a decent shot at a good life. They're leaving behind families and whatnot. Okay, so no question was left unturned, let's say, for Bill O'Reilly, and that was one of them when he talked about Benghazi and the president trying to defend the response to Benghazi, and also ended up being on the defense. Defense was the buzzword of Sunday evening. He also tried to defensively as possible talk about the rollout of health care and the controversy over the IRS targeting of conservative groups. It was a pretty good interview, actually, I would say, because it was rapid fire and it was all the things that are really, I believe, taking down the Obama legacy, if you will, or whatever, because this is where you call in and say, well, look, it's the same old thing, because that's what's happening. It's the same old thing. So he said they didn't mislead the public on the Benghazi attack. And they went so far as to say the IRS targeting scandal had not even any kind of corruption attached to it. healthcare.gov, the IRS, all of that is just going to magically happen. So it's really crazy. I mean, what's crazy is the president rejected the suggestion that the IRS was used for political purposes by singling out the Tea Party, especially, but other groups similar to it. But let's just say the Tea Party seeking a tax exemption. And that's not what happened, was the retort. That was the president's answer back. He said IRS officials were confused about how to implement the law governing the other kinds of lands of tax-exempt groups. So, I mean, clearly it sounded confusing listening to it. And then you go through this loophole, and then you drive through this loophole, and eventually you get to where you're going. So, he tried to get away from the Benghazi thing, I think. He tried to, is the ultimate way to say that. All right, our pal Pete in Texas joins us. Pete, we were so dead wrong on that Denver prediction for the Super Bowl.
What in the hell happened?
I am stunned. I'm stunned that it wasn't closer. I mean, one thing if Denver lost, but they didn't even show up from the start of the game. Nothing was working. It was like Peyton Manning never played football before and just once in a while had a flash of something good. And the same with the other players. Their defense was so soft. It was ridiculous what the other players could do, how they could bounce around, just brush off a tackle, another tackle, and bounce like a pinball into the end zone.
Yeah, I remember my first day of practice. That's what it looked like.
It did. That's a better analogy. It looked like somebody who just put on the pads for the first time, sort of knew, had played a little football maybe, but really didn't have a clue how to be on a varsity team.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, did you check out the propaganda before the game even started about the Constitution and all that?
Yes, stuff? Yes.
What is up with that? Well, they're covering their faces, aren't they?
They are. It's funny you say that. It's exactly what I was thinking. It's very strange.
They knew they were going to get a big audience. They laid it on thick as butter on a roll.
Right. Exactly. And that's when you'd get the big audience because the blowout hadn't started.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. So if people were going to drop off, it wasn't happening then.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, that's all I had to say about that.
Crazy. Did you like any of the commercials?
Oh, yeah, they were all right. I liked the Maserati commercial. It was pretty cool.
The Maserati, I forget that one. What happened to the Maserati? Was it the British guys?
Yeah, that's a gorgeous car. That's going to be all right.
No kidding. It is a gorgeous car. You're right about that. I thought the Tim Tebow spots were clever about the no contract. They were pretty clever.
Yeah, I wish that guy'd get a job. He really needs one.
Yeah, you know, he's going to be on the air. He's going to do the Florida games. He's going to do a lot of college football. You'll see him on the tube, I think. He has he does have a certain quality on camera. So he's already signed a contract for that, so that's where he's going to be for sure.
Well, it's a plus for him. Plus his do-gooder self, you know, all his missionary work, he can throw the money at that.
Yeah, and that's what he'll do. Absolutely.
Oh, he's a good guy.
He is a good guy.
Yeah, but anyway, I just thought I'd throw that little propaganda thing at you.
Yeah, thanks for that, Pete. And you sold it right. He's right. Thanks, Pete. It was at the beginning of the Super Bowl. The whole Constitution thing. And there were some little... I noticed that in the beginning of the game, there were a few other things I wondered about. But that especially. That's why it's interesting, the show itself, the halftime show and the things surrounding it, I thought were interesting. Because there was nothing, almost like the play of Denver, everything was soft in this one, in other words. There wasn't anything that really edged you over the top, I thought. Nothing to just hook you in, get their claws in. This is a sad story. I'm going to throw it out in case you didn't hear it. Philip Seymour Hoffman was found dead in his New York City apartment. It looked like a drug overdose. Might have gotten a bad batch of heroin. Don't know. A friend discovered him in the apartment, phoned the cops, and he found a heroin-filled needle in his arm. But when the cops came, that's what he told them. So they think that he OD'd, and it might be the positive types of heroin that's being blamed for deaths over the past couple of weeks. And if it is, that they'll just add his name to the list. And what a sad turn of events for him. He has three young children. Three young children, and I know, no matter what he was dealing with, because he certainly had a drug addiction before, or still trying to treat it, those kids are so adorable and so worth it. So it's too bad for them. I mean, that's the sad part about this, for sure, that he died. He died so young, and these kids lose their father, which is awful, awful, awful. I mentioned this before, and I'm going to mention it again about the stories that we're going to tell. You're going to be able to hear clearly some interesting people I'm going to introduce you to throughout the week from Granada. And it was an honor to be there, and what a pleasure that it was to spend some time with the people in the rainforest and whatnot. And it makes you realize that sort of have a new appreciation for picking fruit right there that's incredibly lush and good, and it was just absolutely beautiful. I don't think I had been to the rainforest before. I really was stunned by some of the things that I saw there that I guess I didn't really think about. I mean, those things you kind of take for granted. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, our re-rack is Joe Marino. He has a connection to trying to help JFK back in the day when he was stuck in that law school situation where he was trying to pass the bar, couldn't fail it, had to pass it. They convinced Joe to take him on. He didn't really want to. Then he has an interesting story about that mixed in the conversation about law and legal services and the company that he built. Hang with us.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
America Tonight, we talk about different professions and now where kids are when they're in school and they're trying to look to the future and what they want to do. And what is it about those that want to go into the law? We know that there are some students that are struggling. The numbers are kind of all over the board, especially when they get out. What are they doing? Where are they getting a job? And what are they thinking of futuristically? But first, the first step is they have to be successful as a law student, and you think of the responsibility there because of what you're investing in it. So we thought it'd be fun to have Professor Joe Marino on with us. And thank you so much for coming on, Joe. We appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely, Kate. And really, it's a pleasure to be on the air with you.
So are there more law students now than before?
The number of law students had grown to an all-time high about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. But actually, right now, entering law school, the numbers are no greater than they were in 1976. People have become gun-shy of law school for the high cost of law school and, as you said, the lack of jobs that are available.
So what's the first thing somebody has to do to chart a good course, in your opinion, when they start off?
You know, when you start law school, and of course, there's the choice of law school, and today it is a little less competitive because there are fewer students that are applying. But when you get into law school, it's very important, and students know this, to do well in your first semester. And one of the keys to doing well in your first semester is to enter school, but not just follow along with what the professor is teaching, but it's important for that student to get context, to learn and understand that subject matter so they can place what that professor is doing within the subject matter. That law school is very difficult, and the professor's approach to law school isn't the typical college approach where you explain everything. Law school is about taking responsibility, and one of the big pieces of advice is before you actually start the class, go study that subject matter, get a good review book, know that subject matter, and you're more likely then to appreciate and comprehend what that professor is teaching you.
Yeah, and I mentioned the thing about jobs and getting out in jobs, but you got to start to think about the job search right from the very beginning, don't you?
Well, jobs are very, very tough to get, and when you enter law school, one of the best ways to get jobs is to start interning and working in the profession, and you need to start to think about it, because if you're not hired permanently for a job during law school, that you're not likely to get a job then until possibly as much as 6 months or 8 months later. You know, when you graduate, if you don't have a job, you go study for that bar exam, you devote yourself full time. And then you may have to wait 4 months before you get your results and more time to actually get admitted. And many times during that period of time, people don't want to hire you. They don't want to hire someone that they may have to fire if they fail the bar. So you're right. You've got to start to consider your job, not first semester, but by second semester, you're starting to look for internships, summer placement. And in today's market, networking is a critical component to this.
I just had two friends that passed the bar, and one was in Texas, and he said it was incredibly tough, but he studied a lot for it. How much do you have to study for the bar?
Well, I tell my students that when they come in to our course in my introductory lecture, I fundamentally tell them I own them, that I expect that they're and they appreciate this now, but I expect that they're going to be devoting 10 hours a day, at least 5 or 6 days a week for about an 8-week period, solely focused on preparing for the exam. We tell students during that period of time that if you got a significant other, you've got to go tell them to leave you alone. you've got to be selfish. You have to focus on yourself. It is an incredibly intense experience. Kate, you can ask a lawyer what they had for lunch yesterday, and they don't know the answer. You can ask somebody who took the bar 30 years ago what was on the bar, and they'll start to tell you the questions.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, lasting impression.
Yeah. Obviously, there was a family history for you. Is that what made you want to go into the law?
Yes, it was. My father, we're now our Marino Legal Academy. We do a number of things. But in 1946, my father started a bar review course. He was known as one of the founders of modern-day bar review. Before that, there were no real organized programs. And my father ran the programs, and I, as a high school student and college student, worked with the family business and fell in love with the business. I went to law school the same as my dad's. And in the 70s, began teaching with him. I changed the style to reflect there were no real review books in the 40s. There were by the late 70s. He retired, and my wife and I then continued in the bar review business. We, in the 90s, were the second largest in the Northeast, third or fourth in the country. We went into continuing legal education in the 90s and began law school and bar tutoring. And then in the mid-2000s, when my son graduated law school, same law school as my father and myself, he joined us. And with him, we moved to an online platform. And so at this current time, we're doing bar review courses, supplemental cell courses, law school bar tutoring, and continuing legal education. And we're the third generation, and my son and I are both educators. He teaches at schools, too.
I love that third generation. Where did you go to law school? Where did everybody go?
We went to St. John's Law School in New York City.
Ah, I love it. Yeah, good basketball team, too, so you had no time to watch the hoops, though.
We did. We were down there with the Redmen watching them now. You know, they changed their name.
What's your favorite part about doing this, about continuing the academy and now your son involved as well? What's the best part of this whole thing for you?
You know, in addition to this, I've taught 18 years at a major law school here in New York, and I love teaching. I'm really rewarded by doing it, and my son, I see, is the same way. To come up, design a program, to work with somebody with a specific objective to help them, that it's an incredibly rewarding experience, and both my son and I talked to my wife and even our office about the experience, and that's the best part of all of this.
Is there a trend you're seeing in law right now? What kind of law do you think there are more jobs? Because we talked about that, the competitiveness of it. Where do you think the new area of law is going to expand?
Because the lack of jobs and firms, and we see firms laying people off and firing people, we see many, many people now going into the sole practice of law. That's provided they're going to go into law. So we're not, and so in this area, there's naturally certain growth areas of law that, you know, tend to shift with the times. But really, it's really shrinking at the moment for an attorney, and people are just gravitating to hanging their own shingle, and it's something law schools have to really be concerned with, as well as continuing legal education has to be concerned with that as well.
So is that some of the big law firms are shrinking, or there's just fewer of them, and they consolidate and get the best that they can?
They're shrinking. That means they're consolidating at the same time. But we see large firms are letting go many, many attorneys. They are tightening their belt. This, of course, is a reflection of the economy that's out there. Many of those attorneys then do form smaller firms, but those attorneys, many of them are just going to hang their own shingle and go out there on their own. But there are also many alternative things, you know, you can do with a law degree. You can teach, of course, and even jobs in government. The law degree can become very important as far as helping your career.
Boy, yeah, I agree with that. Absolutely. Finance, there's a lot of areas that you could go into. At the academy, do you teach other things? Are there, you know, paralegals, legals, that kind of stuff as well? Do you do any of that?
No, we don't do paralegal. As I said, that we do tutoring for law school and bar review students and continuing ed and bar review. We do supplemental programs to enhance skill sets. That we do have affiliations with companies that do, you know, for the LSAT, the admission tests. But we stay very much focused in this area that I've described.
So you keep up, you know what it is, and you just drill them down on this is exactly what you need for the bar, so that they can, because that bar score counts for so much, doesn't it? Obviously, they have to pass.
Without passing the bar exam, you just have an educational degree. You cannot go out and practice law. And so it is the most critical exam to become a lawyer. It's going to be the most critical exam and an important one, or you're going to be denied to practice law.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. What's your best success story? Because I bet you have one. Do you have a favorite student, or was there someone that came back and they wanted to teach with you or did something that you couldn't believe they did that was incredible?
Well, most people, when I say most people, you still have to have a memory, but many people still remember that the story about JFK Jr., who had taken the bar twice and failed, and he was up for his third shot, and if he failed, he would lose a job with the Manhattan DA's office. And JFK, for that third attempt, came to us. The first two, he went to our competitors. And at that time, and it's one of our favorite stories because we didn't want to take him at first. And the current governor of the state of New York, actually then he wasn't the governor, called, and he was a friend of John's and sort of really encouraged us to take John in. And John moved in with us in our home, basically, for 2 months, which I wouldn't normally do, and that's why this story stands out. And we worked with him. And my wife and I often finally remember sometimes sitting 3 a.m. in the morning in our kitchen having coffee with John and him talking about, oh, my mother, my aunt, they made me go camping. And we're, of course, sitting there bursting knowing he's talking about Camelot.
That's crazy. And then you had there's your success story because he passed.
He passed. He was brilliant, absolutely brilliant. And he was one of these stories where you realize that he wasn't successful because he matched himself with the wrong form of education for himself. And until he was able to get the right fit, he was going to struggle with this exam. But we gave him the right fit at Marino.
All right, excellent. I love your story. It's so great. Professor Joe, thanks so much for spending time with us here on America Tonight.
Oh, thank you, Kate. I really, really appreciate it for me and Marino Legal Academy as well.
All right, thank you, Joe. Bye-bye.
Thank you now. Bye-bye.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
It is the world of luxury that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
We just want to get our car.
Take the blue key, you go back to the luxury you know. You take the red key, and you'll never look at luxury the same again.
One of the commercials from the Super Bowl, that's the things that people will be talking about. They certainly won't be talking about the game, other than the fact that it was pure dominance by the defense of Seattle. Kate Delaney rounding the final couple of turns here for this hour of America Tonight. And too bad that that game, didn't live up to its hype. And the hype was that it was going to be really close. We're going to have another great Super Bowl. And it was the craziest thing. It's like somebody told Peyton Manning to go back in his mind, and the team, by the way, not just Peyton Manning, to when they first played football, or when they all gelled together and they started to see some signs of life when he came to the Denver Broncos. It is it was just an awful Super Bowl. There isn't a lot to dissect there, to tell you the truth. But the commercials, because it was such a dominant performance by Seattle. There weren't a lot of bright spots at all. If anybody talks about bright spots for Peyton Manning in this one, you got to be kidding me. It was just a masterful defensive performance by Seattle. They never, ever let Peyton Manning get going. And they picked apart the highest scoring offense in league history. They were just that good. This classic matchup between a crazy, unstoppable offense and a defense turned into a rout. I like what Russell Wilson, the second-year quarterback for Seattle, had to say afterwards, that we've been relentless all season, having that mentality of having a championship day every day. At the end of the day, you want to play your best football, and that is what we did today. And they did. They played their best football. And Denver played their worst football. That's the other side of it. They played their worst football. But I think you have to give credit to Seattle. Seattle was just, it was just incredible. They were just incredible. Their all-pro corner, Richard Sherman, left with a high ankle sprain, the Seattle's, in the fourth quarter, and he celebrated in while he was on crutches. But he was such a factor for them all season long. All season long. So Manning on the sideline looked just the two ugliest faces in the stadium, Manning and John Elway. John Elway looked stunned, like someone had smashed him on the head with a 2x4. And he is, of course, the guy pulling some of the strings at the Denver Broncos. And he's a former quarterback for the Broncos. And he really looked like someone was, he just looked like he was in shock. Like Peyton Manning. So the Broncos made some history. They're the first team shut out at halftime in a Super Bowl since the Giants. You have to go to the Giants since that happened, losing 34-7 there, if you remember. The Seahawks scored a safety 12 seconds into the game, fastest score at the start of a Super Bowl. oh, my. It's adding up, and that's all you're going to hear about. I always say that America Tonight is about the buzz in the backyard first. It's going to be about that. And over the commercials, I don't know, because you have to remember the commercials to make them any good for the people who put commercials together. So are people remembering any of those ads, what they're for? If they just remember certain things about the ads, that's not necessarily a good thing. I mean, really, you want some more juice, I guess, from that. We mentioned Bill O'Reilly and the fact that he had an interview with the president. They talked about everything. Controversy over the IRS targeting conservative groups and Benghazi, the rollout of healthcare.gov, that whole thing. And it was fascinating to watch the two of them kind of tangle on this, and it's happened before. But I do have to give props to Bill O'Reilly. He didn't back down. He asked all the questions he was going to ask. And he didn't seem filtered to me by any stretch of the imagination. He really. The IRS scandal, what the president said there was, he rejected the idea that the IRS was used for political purposes by signing the Tea Party groups seeking a tax exemption. He said IRS officials were confused about how to implement the law governing those kinds of tax-exempt groups. It's interesting. That's one of the first things that I thought. But the commissioner has been put to that task, if you will, and we'll see how it comes out on the other side, but I thought the questioning was good. Very good. And then the Benghazi attacks and what happened there and what did he have to say about that. And he talked about the security precautions that needed to be taken place that didn't happen. And the key is we've implemented the reforms that have been recommended and they didn't try to hide the ball regarding the attacks. And which 4 Americans were killed, including Stevens. But here's the thing. We knew the facts. They were out there, popped out all over for everybody to see. So while the information is useful, it's much broader than that. Obama said that the attackers were made up of a mix of people, some affiliated with terror organizations and others who were just troublemakers. And that makes sense. This report from the Senate Intelligence Committee definitely declared that individuals tied to al-Qaeda groups were involved. The president also defended health care and said that total enrollment is about a month behind schedule and that young people are enrolling at a good rate, because that's what they were missing, young people. We've said it before, but when you have a healthcare system on exchange set up, it could be brilliant, but you have to have the younger people there to balance out whoever else is calling in. If they're watching video, if they're clicking on something else directly, whatever it is, the key thing is you got there. How about that? That's the key thing. I don't know how many people are experiencing what I'm experiencing. The coughing, cold kind of deal that happens, I think, when you're on planes for a long time period. And when you are around people who are coughing a bunch and hacking up what I call hacking up a lung. That's why I really believe when kids are in school, not that they're trying to get out of school all the time, but if they're really sick, you should pull them out because they'll infect everybody else. That's when you see those people walking around with a mask, and I saw a lot of them. So there are people that are definitely concerned about it. It's interesting, my timing of being in Grenada, because Costa Rica and El Salvador elected new presidents. Two big Central American nations, and they weren't in short supply of people who wanted to run, but narrowing it down was, I think, interesting. So in Costa Rica, a ruling conservative party battling corruption allegations was challenged by a left-leaning congressman. Sounds interesting, doesn't it? See if they can live up to that. And then, of course, the San Salvador mayor was second with 39% in their elections as the candidate of the long-governing conservative nationalist. It's a Republic alliance known as ARENA. How about that? So El Salvador's ruling leftist party battling to hold on to the presidency after only one term. It's interesting, the fluctuation in South America and also in Central America, too. Thanks for listening to this Hour of America Tonight.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.